The views expressed on the Big Shiny podcast do not express the views of Big Shiny Robot as a whole, its subsidiaries, or its sponsors.
And the Big Shiny podcast contains coarse language like penis butt. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
Welcome to Big Shiny Robot.
Do it, Kylie. You know what I'm saying, doing it too. Do it.
Okay, so hold on. So welcome to this week's Big Shiny Podcast.
Thank you.
Sitting to the right of me, talking at the beginning of this.
Sorry, guys.
Is Mexicus Prime, also known as Jimmy.
Yep.
Sitting directly to him, running the clusterfuck of the show that this always is, Tom.
Fucked up. How do you get fucked up in the second episode?
Not I know. Zombietron, also known as Tom.
I'm on the internet.
Sitting across from me, co-founder of BigShinyRobot.com, Kiltaculatron, also known as Lucas.
Hello.
He's going to be the... Oh, sorry.
Esteban! We have told you!
You don't talk!
You had...
You're introduced!
What the fuck?
You had one fucking job. One fucking job.
Not to be... Not talk until spoken to.
Yeah.
There's one rule.
We run a tight ship around here.
It's the only tight thing around here I know.
Yeah.
Because Tyson's butthole is just...
Sitting directly to my left is Badgetron, also known as Kylie.
Ow.
What's up?
And our guests joining us, speaking out of turn.
Surprise,
like
surprise.
Bastard he is.
In case you didn't know he was here.
Esteban, returning guest. Always happy to have him.
It's me, bitches.
So, let me sing a dick.
What?
What?
I don't know.
I don't think that was American.
Yeah. Jimmy's hyper.
This week we are talking comics and collectibles. So Kylie, get off your fucking tablet.
Sorry, we have issues at work.
No, he's
there's no fucking
It's Simpsons tap out. We all know what it is.
I was talking about comics. I want to talk about Ultimate Spider-Man.
Oh, can I?
All right, cool.
Oh, I didn't read it
can
yet.
Can I throw in?
Fuck.
Lucas.
Dude, it came out like 3 weeks ago.
First, I know.
Hand me the
gotta,
he's pretty sweet. I might have to buy more.
That is cool.
Shit. So, if you recall, we left off, we didn't know whether or not Peter Parker was the person that Miles Morales ran into.
Right.
Well, him and Miles argue for quite a bit, and he's like, I want my web shooters back, and if you don't give them back to me, I'm going to take them back. And he touches Miles, and if I don't know if you guys remember, Miles has a Venom thing where he can Venom shock people. And he does that on accident to Peter, and Peter's like, Jesus Christ, what the hell is your problem? Well, I guess we'll do this the hard way, and he beats the shit out of Miles, unconscious, and then he takes the web shooters, which was pretty awesome. I'm trying to remember what else happened. We had a little more with Norman Osborn.
Not much.
Not much.
He went to Oscorp, walked to the desk with the serum, and there's like a stack of money, and he just walks up and like sees the stack of money, and it's like, well, fuck it. There's the serum. That's what I want.
Yeah, this is what I need. And then Miles is talking to Gonk about the whole thing and whether or not he should tell Aunt May or if he should tell Mary Jane or anybody that Peter's alive. And Peter told him, like, nobody gets to know about this because there's a reason why they don't know about this. I don't want it. It'll kill them. Just leave them out of it. So while he's trying to decide what to do about it and they're talking with Gonk, his girlfriend shows up, and that's the cliffhanger. As you recall.
Or Ganky?
I don't know. It's G-A-N-K-E. I don't know how you pronounce that.
Gonky.
Gonky just sounds weird.
I don't know.
Gonky sounds like a villain on Donkey Kong.
Let me ask you this, though. Do you think, like, what do you think?
I think it's Peter Parker.
You think it's Peter?
I think it's Peter Parker.
You don't think it's like...
legit Peter, like, not a clone?
They keep referring... Well, and it's funny you mention that because it's either Gonky or Miles says... maybe it's a clone because they're trying to figure out who it is or who it could be. And he says, maybe it's a clone. And Gonk says, no, it couldn't be a clone. Why would it be a clone? And Miles says, well, you know that Jessica that you have the hots for? She's Peter Parker's clone, Spider-Woman. And he's like, no way. That's Peter? He makes a hot chick.
Yeah, he has a nice ass.
Yeah, he has a nice ass. So they mention the clone thing specifically, and I think him saying that is the way of them saying that's not it, since they're guessing it. But that was pretty good. Letter 44 is really good.
Oh,
this book I'd never heard of before.
Who told you about this book?
Letter 44 is the one where the president becomes inaugurated. He gets a letter, and in the letter it says there's this alien ship that we don't know what it's doing way out in outer space.
If you go back a couple podcasts...
it turns out it's just illegally rebroadcasting Major League Baseball.
Exactly. That's been really good. So there's like the space crew up there that are getting ready to figure out what's going on. And then you come to find out that one of them's pregnant, and they've all been doing this weird menage a trois where nobody owns anybody. So like there's two females on the crew, and then the rest are males, and they all have sex with each other. But one got pregnant and had the kid at this point. And they've also sent three guys out, and they go into some weird portal to another world. The whole thing is kind of crazy, but it's been good. I've liked that quite a bit.
Awesome.
That's good.
Walking Dead.
Walking Dead's been really good.
Caught up.
I like that. I don't know why Josh and the other guys were bitching about it. I really like it.
So this next issue just came out.
I bought it yesterday. It was yesterday, right?
Exhale.
What was it?
It's the first one. Like, when it comes out, I have to read it right before I open the store. Like, Walking Dead's out. John, you read this thing. It's the first issue in 11 years now? No, more than that.
11 years? Holy Christ.
No, has it been? No.
They're 130 issues in. They do an issue a month. Yeah, 11
math?
Years. Like,
really?
11 years. Mm. Yeah,
math. Right now?
It was the first issue. Walking Dead.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't jump and read it right away?
I did. I have read it, but... Because issues ago, they jumped ahead 2 years.
Well, all of the tension is gone. As far as cliffhanger-wise, you know? Yeah. Now it's kind of back to building. But so, Rick is leading a group. They have a whole village now in town. He's kind of like the mayor of the town. It's 2 years ahead.
Then there's other communities all over the place.
Right. Everything is peaceful. Carl wants to do an apprenticeship as a blacksmith in the town that Glenn's wife Maggie runs.
And he's talking to Negan in a cell.
And Negan is in a cell because he told Negan, the bad guy from the previous series, I'm not going to kill you. You get to rot in jail and get to see everything that I make because we don't have you around to fuck it up. And so Negan and Carl talk back and forth. And Negan's, I don't know, who knows what's going on with that. All the meanwhile, this new group has shown up, and Rick's on the other side of the table now, where he's saying, you have to convince me to trust you. Give me reasons, like, why did you survive as long as you did? What did you do for this, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the cliffhanger with the recent issue is them saying, like, I don't know what's going on with this town, but something fucked up has happened, and we're going to figure it out, because nobody's, like, this nice. And I think what they're going to find is Negan. And maybe let him loose, and something will happen with that.
Because it's been 2 years, and he's the big captive there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's the only captive.
Well, he's
and he's in Rick's basement, so it makes me wonder if anybody new is aware of this outside of the war.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's where this last issue left off. We're like, I want to know what they're hiding. And it's like, well, it's sneaking. That's kind of
a cool way to tell the story, though. I mean, because every time the Walking Dead crew goes to a new town, right, they go through this.
Right.
And generally they find something really fucked up.
And they kill everyone.
Yeah. Well, and so
it switched up this time. It's a bunch of new people that are introducing, and they're like, I don't know about these people.
Now, what if the new people...
Where's my gun?
And what'll happen is Negan's going to manipulate them into thinking that it's something totally fucked up. But really, Negan's an asshat, and he's locked away, and he's the only person locked away.
And I wonder if he'll kill Carl.
Oh.
Negan?
Well, because him and Carl are trying to get buddies, and he tells him, I'm not your friend, and Negan gets really mad about that.
He was very upset.
And then Carl... Yeah. Well, right now they're building towards Rick not wanting Carl to grow up. Carl wants to be an apprentice for this, and he's saying, you know what? I've been holding you back. I'll let you go. This is what's going to make you happy. So I kind of wonder if that'll culminate in him going to another town, Negan killing him, and then Rick regretting it. Or maybe he kills Rick. I don't know.
Well, and what happens... Because isn't there a point with that conversation when Negan's like... Do you still want to kill me or something? And Carl's like, you're fucking right I do.
Yeah, if I was given the chance, I'd
kill
you right
now. Not even a question. Yeah, like, yeah, of course.
And him and Andrea are married.
He was very upset about that, too.
Yeah, because I guess it's all the only person he talks to.
Yeah, he's like, I thought we were friends. Fuck.
So I've liked it, but I know a lot of people wished he was dead. I'm glad they didn't kill Negan, because I felt like the governor died too early.
I felt it was very much like the Carl thing when Carl got shot. When Negan got his throat cut, I'm like, oh, he's dead. And the next issue, like, oh, fucker's still alive.
He made
it. Did they kill off the governor? I don't remember the governor.
Oh,
the governor's dead.
Yeah, one of the gals that was rushing the prison with him killed him. Similar to the TV show.
I remember reading it. I just can't remember. Oh, God.
Because he's going crazy, and she's like, this is all your fault. And she just shoots him and then takes off.
Is that after she shot the wife with the baby? Is that the same
character? Yeah, he in the same issue is when he shot Laurie and the baby.
And the baby. Okay. God, I can't.
Because she sees that and she's like, "You're killing like innocent people." Yeah. So well, that's I like Walking Dead. The other one, Star Lord or Star Bright or what is that one called? The Miller book.
Starbright.
Starlight.
Starlight.
Starlight's what it is. That's fucking good. You guys should be reading that, Jimmy.
Jimmy is
just pounding these.
Jesus. And he's massaging my arm while he does it, and I'm turned on, and I don't understand.
He's also the furthest from the door. Just FYI.
The last one was bad.
That's been really good. I highly recommend that series. That's the one where the guy was he went through some kind of a portal and he was on another planet and ended up being their hero in his 20s and he came back to Earth and then had a wife and kids, and his wife believed him, but his kids, no one else believed that he came from this other planet. And then this kid from the other planet shows up and says, "We're at war again, we need you to come save us." That's been really good. I highly recommend
that. What was that called?
Sounds kind of
Starlight.
Cargo Mars.
And the art is perfect for it.
It's more Buck Rogers.
More Buck Rogers.
And the art, it fits that whole theme, too.
Yeah.
So he breaks out of prison where they've arrested him, and they go to their secret hiding place. It's been good. These guys are doing, like, fucking secret hand signals.
So, because you talked about Starlight last time, right? You kind of mentioned it.
I like it a lot.
Kylie, you were pointing me at, like, I was at the shop yesterday and you were talking about some comics.
What? What comics would you like to talk about?
Well, Kyle? No, I'm curious because I want to.
Yes.
It's very clear to me listening to this conversation, so I'm not happy with Ultimate FF.
That's because it's shit.
It is. It's bubblegum bullshit.
Except for Ultimate Spider-Man.
I didn't get the Ultimate Ultimates.
The new Ultimates is not very good.
Am I glad I didn't get it, though?
You're glad. You can borrow mine and read them and go, oh.
Did you read it?
You got Ultimate FF.
Was it bad?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You know what, maybe I kind of like Ultimate FF.
This is the new downfall from the Ultimate Universe.
Yeah, it's not very good.
That's so stupid that I wish they would have just stopped and done like they did with the very, very, very beginning of Ultimates and said, all right, we're just doing Spider-Man for a bit.
Yeah.
And after we get our legs with this, we'll bring in another set.
Well, because the way they did the Cataclysm event was fucking incredible. And then it just all kind of, I mean, I don't know what happened, but it's I'm not excited. Like,
I dropped them all except for Spider-Man.
Yeah, and I haven't read that, but I've got that, Walking Dead, Swamp Thing, and then the rest of the Ultimate stuff, and it's just not...
All new X-Men's really good. Guardians of the Galaxy is really good.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been reading No Man's Land is pretty good, if you haven't.
I haven't, but I should probably go.
That's how far back I
have. 15 years.
He's like, I'm reading comics in the 80s,
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, it's so... I'm so far behind.
So, did you read that Godzilla, did you read the Godzilla comic I gave you?
Not yet.
Dude.
I know.
So, there's... I know. There's two big... weekly comics for DC. Future's End. Fuck you. And Batman Eternal. And I've been hearing mixed things. I haven't quite caught up on both of them because they're weeklies. But Future's End has been pretty sweet. It's a Batman Beyond story where he has to go back. It's very Terminator. Like, shit's going down. You need to go back and stop this. All the heroes are dying. Bruce Wayne dies and sends Terry McGinnis back. So they send him back, and he's like, I'm dying, you need to go do this instead of me. But because it was calculated for Bruce Wayne, Terry McGinnis ends up five years before all the shit went down. So the shit's happened, and he has to stop all this. That story, I think, has been pretty sweet. Batman Eternal, that's further along, I want to say 2 months further along before Future's End. It's been good, but it hasn't been quite as good as Future's End.
Sure.
Jeff.
So what's the Batman Beyond one called?
Batman Eternal. And it's basically Commissioner Gordon has caused this huge subway accident and killed all these people, and they've arrested him. And Falcone has come back to town, and you kind of figure it's him setting him up to get rid of Gordon because he was the one street cop.
Mm-hmm.
And Falcone's going to put the people he trusts in charge. So they wanted to get rid of Gordon. So far, what's going on here is they've got rid of Gordon. He's going into Blackgate, and he's pretty much going to get fucked. The guy they put him in the cell with is like, yeah, you're a cop. You're going to last a week. They're going to kill you. And then Marvel has Original Sin. Did you read this?
No, what is it? Is it any good?
I need to.
It's another crossover, so I didn't give a shit.
So there are four issues. If you count the zero issue, there are four issues into it.
Really? That many already?
Yeah. And it's basically someone has killed the Watcher and stolen his eyeballs. And the first issue dealt with Nova going up. Like, I need to talk to this guy. He's kind of... And I don't care for Nova. A lot of people like the character. And the character now is like... A little kid, basically. He's like in his teens. So he goes up to talk to the Watcher, and he's trying to talk to him. The Watcher doesn't say anything. Pretty much kind of leads him in, like, hey, come look at this. Not saying anything. And the Watcher shows him what he sees. And the Watcher sees, like, everything, but everything in all the alternate universes as well at the same time. And, like, Nova starts to go fucking nuts because he's just seeing all this stuff at once. He's like, I can't do this. So he takes off. He just wanted to find out where his dad was, basically. He leaves. The next issue, the Watcher's killed. So, like, all the shit's going down. The Avengers are trying to figure out what's going on. And it's like a bunch of Z-level characters. Like, the Orb, the guy with the eyeball head. If anyone remembers this guy, I'm reading this going, who the fuck are these people? It's like Grant Morrison writing Batman, where I'm like, who are these guys? I don't know who these people are.
Right.
But at the end of the third issue, it's like Moon Knight, Gamora, and Winter Soldier, and they're following these bullet paths that have killed the Watcher. They're following the traces. They just end up on some weird planet. Like, there's nothing here. We don't know what the hell's going on. And then they look at the big picture. I think it's Moon Knight that looks at the big picture and finds out that this planet, because they found all these gunshots have been going into this planet. They're like, well, if it's good marksman, they wouldn't just be missing the shot. And they look at the big picture, and it's one of those living planets, like Eos or whatever the thing is, and so it's this big planet that's
oh fuck.
Oh, he goes here. Damn, and he's gone.
So the planet's alive.
So the planet was alive, but they found out, they tracked this thing down. This thing killed this planet, just shooting the planet up. And they turn around after they figured this out. They turn around to Bucky, which is Winter Soldier.
How do you stab yourself in the eye with a microphone?
It's burning his eyes. That's how bad it is.
Apparently, it's Winter Soldier himself. And...
So they turn around. Winter Soldier's gone. And the ship they had arrived in, which was Moon Knight's ship, has blown up. They're like, what the fuck is going on? And they kind of realize that, hey, now Winter Soldier is our main suspect here.
Right.
And then the end of the issue that is currently out, Winter Soldier is popping up where Nick Fury is. And I forgot to go into this. Nick Fury's been just done with everything. He's
been out of it for a while, right?
Yeah, he's been out for a while. He's relaxing in Florida or whatever. But he has come in for this whole thing because the Watcher's dead. Captain America wants him to help out. So all of a sudden, Bucky shows up where Nick Fury's at, his little hidden place, kills him and decapitates him. And that's where it ends. So
kills, like, Nick Fury?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. It's a comic. So is Nick Fury really dead?
Probably not. No.
Or alive. Ah,
that shit drives me crazy.
Yeah.
I hate that.
And are they going to make Bucky a bad guy again? That'd be kind of cool.
Hmm. That sounds interesting.
Well, and that's, I mean, from a Winter Soldier perspective, with him becoming a bad guy again, his run, he's got a 5 or 6 issue run right now, the Winter Soldier that Remender's doing. And it's a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent trying to protect somebody from the Winter Soldier who's hunting them down. And it's good. It's like old spy movie type shit where the guy's like always monologuing to himself about what's going on. And then for no reason, the Winter Soldier's blowing shit up. So I could see him being a bad guy again, that being really fun.
What else in comics? Anything?
Big Trouble in Little China.
What's that? I've never heard of that.
Get out of here.
Jesus.
What are you doing?
If you've watched this movie, many, many times like I have, you should pick this comic up. It's Eric Powell and John Carpenter doing pretty much a sequel to Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, my God.
Picks up right where the movie left off.
Left off.
Everyone's been drinking. It's okay.
Do you have any out of your place right now? Not your house, but your place of business.
Do you have any penises?
No, we're sold out.
God damn it.
Who's publishing
sold
it?
Sold out of penises.
Is it IDW?
I'm
fucking Tom.
Boom.
Do you have any
penises? I hope they do a collection.
I am coming. I need...
What? Big Trouble in China.
I know, more or less. Yes, yes, I am.
Big Trouble in my China.
But basically, without giving much away...
Your China?
The whole first page is starts off where the movie left off, where he's driving down the Pork Chop Express and he's doing his Jack Burton shit.
Talking in the CB.
And the big beast comes up. And that's where the credits roll. So basically, this big beast was Lopan's minion. And he was summoned just to serve Lopan. But because Jack Burton killed Lopan,
Raiden.
He is now... It's kind of like a Chewbacca Han Solo thing. He's like an honor thing to, like, I am with Jack Burton. I will do whatever you do.
That's awesome.
So Jack Burton's like, I don't want this fucking thing running around with me. So he turns back around, goes to Little China. They're having the whole wedding and everything, and he doesn't know what's happening. So I can't remember what the other little Chinese guy's name is, but... He explains what's going on. This guy's bound to you. Unless someone kills you, he will go hang out with him, basically. And then some big demon comes up and says, you need to bring me the three storm spirits. And we can remove the curse. So that's where the first issue ends. He has to go find the spirits of the three storms.
Wasn't that like Raiden and those guys?
Yeah, it was exactly.
The guys with the big hats.
Raiden, Sub-Zero, well Scorpion. Be.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
All right.
There we go.
That sounds good.
Yeah. That sounds
good. It's actually pretty cool.
You have to let me know.
And the fact that John Carpenter is helping with the script makes it even that much better.
Oh, I know.
He's going to need something to do.
So I think it's about time to talk about collectibles.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
I'm excited for that.
Should we lead off with the Ecto-1 Ghostbusters set?
It's awesome.
You want to lead this?
Sure. So this was a Kusu project, which is now Project Imagination. What is it called?
Lego Projects.
They changed the name from Kusu to Lego Ideas.
Lego Ideas.
So this is it's pretty awesome. If you had the DeLorean. It was very cool. I think the DeLorean was $36, but the DeLorean was smaller. It kind of fell apart if you didn't handle it correctly, and it had too many figures. Whereas this, it's solid. It's really solid. The way they've constructed it's great. You take the roof off in order to get inside. It has a whole interior that wasn't included with the original submission. You get all four Ghostbusters. Some of my favorite things to call out about this, it's got its own stand for the Ghostbusters.
Yep.
The proton packs, the Ghostbuster logo for the car in the stand, as well as the license plate are all screen printed rather than stickers.
I was going to ask that. Yeah.
A lot of times they're stickers, but these are screen printed. They're very high quality. I can't remember the piece number on the set. I mean, it's great. As a Ghostbusters fan, of course, I'm going to be all about it, but just like a Lego person.
No, that's just cool. Looking at it, that's... This right looks here fantastic.
What does it cost?
This was $50. Okay. And so the DeLorean was $36. And when I got the DeLorean, I thought, oh, this is pretty cool, but this is like the top of what I pay for it. Whereas $50, I bought two of these. There's a rumor that these are limited based on the licensing with Sony. Minecraft, you've seen, they continue to make more and more Legos with that. And then the DeLorean, they just did that one, and it's still in print.
Right.
But with this, there's rumors that it's not going to stick around forever. So that's why I picked up two.
I ran out and picked one up, because I was worried that it was going to be limited. I mean, the thing's got fucking windshield wipers.
Well, I was going to say, I think I'm going to end up running out and getting me one of these. I mean, that looks just fantastic. Yeah.
Well, it's rubber. They have rubber right here. Did you feel that?
Yeah.
Now, is this only... Can you only get this right through off. Lego? Could I go to, like, Toys R Us and buy this?
Nope, you have to buy it at the Lego store or through Lego's website. it's great. In Lego's website, they usually do free shipping over like this price. I love it. I think it's great. The wheels they have on it, they used a new technique with this one where these little smooth 2x2 Legos that are all along the bottom to strengthen up the frame of the Lego. All around, it's a great kit.
It's a solid kit.
It's amazing.
It was a really fun build.
Totally.
How many pieces was this?
Anytime
it says on the box, 508
pieces. 508 pieces. And I would say my satisfaction with my Lego purchases always depends on like how fun of a build it was.
Right.
This was probably one of the funner builds I've done in a long time.
It's very creative. The pieces, putting it on the side. It's not just your standard like ground up kind of thing.
Yeah.
And some of the fun too, the box is similar to the others, like DeLorean, where it's a collector's box. You don't tear the box to open it. It has a flap.
Yep.
So the box you can keep. And if you take the ceiling off of the car or the roof, you can put all of it back in, built into the box, and it fits for storage. The booklet I liked. It's perfect bound, which is nice, but then it's also kind of difficult to keep open when you're trying to build it.
Yeah, it's a bitch when you're trying to keep it open to build it, yeah.
But it's got like an introduction as to what the Ecto-1 was and why it's important, and then in the corner it has the different minifigures of the Ghostbusters with quotes from the movie that they say.
Oh, wow. So
it's a pretty fun all-around book. It also comes with the ghost trap, I forgot, which fits the style of the build.
See, one thing when I'm always looking at Lego sets is always, I like the piece... You know, the piece count.
Nice. I look at that, too.
Two or three years ago, my wife got me the Super Star Destroyer for Christmas. Yeah, and it was massive. It was like, I can't remember how many pieces, but I always like that. You know, if I'm going to spend this amount, you know, because Lego, you know, they know what to charge for their, you know, for their stuff. And
totally.
It's a little bit pricey.
That's why I didn't buy any of the Turtle stuff, because it was $50 for a... 40 count.
Well, see, and that's the thing. If I'm going to spend $50, I think 500 pieces is probably pretty decent for $50.
Yes.
I want my $50 to last me. Usually I try to build my sets in a drunken stupor so it lasts me a little bit longer.
Yep.
But
well, you could spend,
you know, I mean,
let me put this kind of into perspective for you. I bought a set today that was the Joker steamroller and came with the Batwing, you know, Batman's plane and everything. Came with a bunch of minifigs and stuff, and it was fun. It was a fun build, but it was like 300 and something pieces, I believe, for the same price as the Ecto-1. It was 200 more pieces.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, this definitely took longer. It's a lot more intricate, a lot more piece by piece. I've noticed, like, with a lot of the DC and Marvel superhero sets I've been buying lately, they're fun. But there's some chunky pieces.
It's because of the licensing. They have to.
See,
I don't think it has anything to do with licensing. I think it's making it kid-friendly.
Well, this is a collector's item.
Yeah.
They're expecting people like us to be buying these, so they're willing to make the kits a little more difficult to build, a little more time-consuming.
Well, and obviously, the more pieces they throw into it, it's going to be a little bit more, quote-unquote, detailed, you know,
for you look at how they've set up the window here, like this whole system.
You wouldn't see that in a kid's Lego, you build a wheel separately and then snap them into
and
those
same
folders.
Thing with like my Super Star Destroyer. There's a lot of detail and stuff that I think if you didn't build it, you won't technically see. You know, I mean, if you kept the roof on that, I wouldn't have realized that the windows, you know, kind of have that intricacy to it.
Oh, totally. And then the fact that they've got the fin built. The red fin, and you've got just the one light instead of the two, but then like the detail that the red goes down either side
here. That's fucking cool. No, that's a fantastic looking, for $50, I think I'm going to see if I can go pick one up.
Because this is a spotlight.
That's a spotlight.
That's pretty bitchin'.
Oh, I didn't put that part on. That's the mirror. Because on cars before 66 or 67, you only needed a rear view mirror on the driver's side.
Yep.
Such as this.
Yeah,
so I love this kit.
I would say the only thing I was mildly, and I emphasis on that word, is their proton packs. I thought it was fun that you got to build their proton packs, but as far as like the actual like gun part of the proton pack, I wish there was a little bit more to them.
They had
do they hold well? Like if you put the actual like gun in his hand.
Yeah, some of them have the gun.
Oh yeah.
So maybe the Brick Forge, I think it is, they have a custom proton pack you can get that's just a one piece, and then a gun that's just one piece, and the gun looks like mine. It's like a thrower. And I've thought about swapping it out for those because like you said, these are cool, but the custom pieces are nicer. To keep the kit cheaper with all that they've done.
Yeah.
I think
I understand it, and it's like it doesn't
it is
ruin
the weakest
anything
point.
About the kit for me. And then even like on the ghost trap, like I thought the ghost trap was a little bit weak, and I actually had some leftover pieces, so I actually added a couple of the silver things to it just to give it a little bit more bulk.
It would have been cool, even for another $10, for like different guns, but then also instead of having that yellow piece, to have like an actual caution tape yellow piece, yeah, similar to the top of the trap. Yeah, would have been
great. But I mean, other than that, I mean, the great thing about the minifigs.
Oh, and then their faces.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Their faces, they each have two faces. They have like kind of like a serious, determined face, and then they have a terrified face.
On the back side.
Yeah, so each side, it's different. So depending on which side you have facing forward, and then the back side's covered up by their hair. I really thought that the terrified look on them all was a lot of fun. So that's the one I have on all of them.
You know,
No, go ahead.
I was going to say it would be kind of bitching to see a small... They didn't include like a Slimer piece or anything, did they?
No,
like,
they didn't.
Like a marshmallow.
In the submission there was, but...
Was there? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think they swapped that out for like the base and a couple other things.
Yeah, it's nice that they have a base, so it's like the displayability of it is really awesome. So, I don't know. $50 well spent as far as I'm concerned. So, kind of moving on, if we want to keep talking about collectibles, Kylie, if you want to reach back and grab at least Groot and Rocket Raccoon,
hey, Kylie, just reach around and grab my balls.
If you could just around.
Yeah,
so I'll reach around. Oh, Zach, I should have
left
that.
Him hanging.
That's pretty sick.
I am Groot.
Grab the X-Jet Sentinel, too.
I like the Sentinel.
Oh, this Groot's pretty sweet. He's got claws and everything.
Your mom has claws.
She might.
This guy? Yeah, the X-Jet and the Sentinel.
Yes.
This Groot is pretty sweet.
Good.
The X-Jet's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, sick.
Awesome.
Oh, and Wolverine has his classic costume in this.
Yeah,
it's hard to play with these without my wife giving me dirty looks.
Oh, yo, that Sentinel is sick.
I know, I like that Sentinel.
This Rocket Raccoon's great, too.
So, at a recent trip to... So we've known that these Guardians of... we've known that these Guardians of the Galaxy sets have been coming out for a while, so I bought two of the three of them so far. One of them comes with Star-Lord and a Nova Corps figure, and then whatever the bad guys are called, I can't remember, and two little ships. The other one was a bigger set that came with Groot, Rocket Raccoon, fucking Thanos' daughter's name.
Gamora.
The other one?
The blue chick.
What is her name?
Blue chick.
It's the girl that from Doctor Who's playing her.
Yeah, from Doctor Who. Bald.
Yeah, she has a sister. That's Gamora has Thanos' a sister.
Gamora's Thanos' adopted daughter.
Yeah.
But anyway, so...
That the Karen Gillan's playing?
Yeah. Anyway, so the whole set, I mean, it was cool. I mean, the set, like, doesn't make a lot of sense to me, because obviously the movie hasn't come out yet, so sure. I'm not really sure what's going on with
Spoiler
it.
Spoiler alert, Legos.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to watch the movie and be like, oh, that's my fucking Lego set! the one set that I haven't bought yet is a $70 ship. It's the ship that the Guardians of the Galaxy use, and it has, like, seats for all of them in there, and it comes with, like, Gamora and, who's the green dude?
Drax
the Destroyer.
Drax is
awesome. Comes with him and another Star-Lord figure, so I'm going to have two Star-Lord minifigs, apparently. But that's the next one. I've been actually saving... I'm a LEGO VIP member, so I've been saving up my points, so hopefully that $70 set will only cost me about $50, I'm hoping. But that's going to be my next purchase, but...
Can I see the Wolverine Sentinel?
Yeah. So... Oops. Knock Storm off the damn it.
I like these kind of build a minifig, not so minifigs.
Yeah. Like the Sentinel so that's, and Groot. That's what was kind of fun about it is the Groot figure is you actually build it.
Oh, wow.
So that was a lot of fun. And Rocket Raccoon has a giant ass fucking gun, as he should, that you actually build. So that was a lot of fun.
I don't know if you see that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And then another set that I saw that was there that I didn't even have any idea that was coming out was the X-Jet set. I'm good. Thanks, Esteban.
Yeah. Sorry.
It comes with a classic Wolverine figure that actually comes with his mask and his hair, so you can choose whether you want him to be wearing his mask or his hair.
Oh, it does come with the hair.
Yeah, piece. It comes with the hair. I've got it just in a box.
That's awesome.
I like the mask. And then it comes with a Sentinel building figure, kind of much like Groot. And then also comes with the Cyclops figure, who's in the X-Jet.
Oh, she's got her own, like, cape similar to the comics.
Yep.
It's split in the back.
And it comes with Storm that's, like, got her own custom cape and lightning bolts that come out. And then a Magneto figure, actually. Esteban, if you'll grab that right behind you, the Magneto figure.
Oh, God, you don't want me to grab it. Let me see.
It was right where the X-Jet was.
Oh, this... What the fuck?
Just drying it off.
Somebody's touching my genitals.
This is actually kind of cool.
Genitalia!
He's got his little metal base.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
He's got his metal base, and again, you can put his helmet on and stuff. I got him just holding it right now.
That's cool.
But it's that X-Jet was a lot of fun to build. I built that last night.
What did that run you?
I think that one was 40.
I'd say based on pricing, I would imagine that the Disney Marvel licensing is probably a little more expensive.
Yeah, but I mean, that one, I actually felt like at $40 was a pretty good deal. Because it comes with the Wolverine minifig, Magneto minifig, Cyclops minifig, and the Storm minifig, plus the build of Sentinel, plus the X-Jet. So I felt like it was a really good deal.
But you said like it came with the Sentinel?
Yeah, it came with the Sentinel.
And Wolverine.
I like the X-Jet.
Yeah, for $40. I like the Sentinel and Wolverine. I think that's pretty bitchin'.
So that was a lot of fun. So
this'll fit.
It'll sit.
Four. And you have three, so you can fit an extra one.
So like if you get any other X-Men from any of the other sets, you can put them in there.
That's a pretty cool jet.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. I didn't even know that was coming out, and I saw it at the Lego store, and I was like, oh my god, I gotta buy that next time I come here. And so sure enough, I got paid, and I went over there and bought it.
That's why my wife
doesn't allow me into that store.
You should buy some of those clear cylinder blocks that are like 2x2.
Yeah. I'm actually going to, because that was the one thing I was disappointed about the X-Jet. I was hoping it came with like landing gear or something.
That's pretty cool.
That you could put it on. Well, the cool thing about that is it actually comes up like this.
Oh, that's cool.
And mounts up like that, and then you can flick those, and they shoot out, you know, if you're playing with them and stuff. So,
like a child would.
Yeah, like a child would. So... That's a
cool kit.
That's a really fun building set.
Yeah, that's.
And how much was that again?
40.
That's not too bad at all. 40.
So. Yeah. And then the other one I bought today was the X or the Batwing and the Joker Steamroller set. It's been out for a while, but that one was actually really fun. It was $50, and it comes with the Joker Steamroller car that comes with the Joker minifig and a Joker henchman. And then comes with the Batwing, you know, Batman's airplane, the Batjet, whatever you want to call it. And it comes with a Batman figure, a Robin figure, and a Batgirl figure.
Did it come with
figure.
A Flash? Was that one that
no,
came with
the Flash?
No,
the one that came with the Flash was the Riddler heist.
I want to get that
which
one.
Comes with, like, a Riddler figure, the Flash figure, and a Batman figure. And it comes with a Batmobile and the Riddler's dragster, where he's still in the cache.
And if I can add that, the Joker minifig is very... Jack Nicholson from
yes, like yes. That that's what I was gonna say. Is,
oh yeah,
it's very Burton-esque.
Want to grab
in
that
fact,
down,
yeah, you can grab it if you want. The Batman figures, the one that came with like the Batmobile and the Flash, is like the gray suit and everything. Very much kind of modern Batman.
Oh wow, this is really cool.
Yeah,
that's pretty.
The one
they
that,
how big it was.
The one that comes with the Joker Steamroller, the Joker is very reminiscent of the Jack Nicholson Joker. And the Batman is very much reminiscent of the Michael Keaton Batman.
They're just set in there.
Yeah, they're just
set in there. So I leaned it down.
Yeah, that's why they're angled up.
Just a little flick.
I've been kind of living vicariously through my nephew. He's 6. He's turning 6. And so he's perfect Lego age. And I've been buying him like the Spider-Man kits. Stuff that I want to build and check out, but I don't want to like have to have around.
Yeah,
so that's a great thing about kids. That's what I did with my daughter.
Yeah,
you know, and live my life for me.
Exactly. This was a great one because I thought for $50 you get 5 minifigs, like good minifigs, and 2 vehicles, and like the Batwing one's really fun. Like when you clamp the wings, like the wings are actually mechanically adhered together. So like when you push one in, the other one comes in and it clamps together.
For $50 cool. You get those two things. Yeah. $50 you get the Ecto.
Check that out.
It's pretty sweet.
I like
that's
the
a good deal.
Yeah,
that
Joker's
is
pretty
good
vigil.
Deal right there.
Well, as I said, like I was saying before, you know, it's like with my daughter, you know, I got her, I remember the, it's for the Clone Wars, that droid, the droid set that had, you know, a bunch of droids with it. And
So that's been a lot.
So does your daughter like playing with Legos then?
Yeah, she does. Oh, even to this day, you know, I mean, she
she
has a bunch of the Lord of the Rings Lego sets and stuff, and I've turned her.
It's the interesting thing is like with the Rocket Raccoon figure, wherever he is, how he's got the stumpy legs to make him shorter.
I noticed he had a tail too.
Yeah, he's got a tail too.
It's kind of like
he's got the stumpy legs to make him shorter than the normal minifig.
Kid legs.
The Robin has the kid legs too to make him.
As I noticed that with the dwarf pieces, like in some of the other sets.
That's funny that the set. Which character is that? Lex Luthor in the green.
Oh yeah, so
that's similar to Ninja Turtles did one just like that with Baxter Stockman, but it's a little bigger. The legs really? Have two sections.
Oh, okay.
Instead, so they have like a knee. I really like that new. Like,
yeah.
Like the
set and all. That one was a fun one too. That one was actually a pretty cheap set. I think that was only $20, and it comes with three minifigs: Lex Luthor, Wonder Woman, and Superman.
I really like that.
And it's a Lex Luthor mech set. That one was a pretty quick but fun build. So, and then I got, of course, like the Hulk smash out set and all that shit lately. So,
like, I don't know. I like the Hulk minifig. That's pretty badass. I've been
there, right there.
I know it's yeah, it's kind of.
And I got a MODOK minifig too. He's in the gun.
The nice part too, yeah. When you order through
grab that MODOK.
When you order through Lego.com, a lot of times they'll include freebies.
Yes. There you go.
Jesus Christ. You killed him.
Grab the chair. He comes with the chair.
So, like, when I ordered the two Ecto-1s, they sent me a free kit with it. A free little, like...
Yeah, they have deals like that at the Lego store.
Oh, do they?
They're not free, but they're like, oh, you can buy this.
Well, I bought two of the Ecto-1s, and then the free kit they sent me was like a... It was like a cart, a balloon cart with balloons on it and two minifigs. Oh, okay. So just like
that. Has nothing to do with what you bought.
No, it's whatever deal of the month is.
Balloon cart thing?
For like me, like with my nephew, it's like, oh, this is great.
When I bought the Ecto-1, they're like, hey, do you want this balloon cart for an extra $5? And I was like,
no, bitch.
No, I don't. I mean,
I didn't pay for mine, so.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. So they do the same thing at the Lego store, but instead of getting it to you for free, they just, like, it's cheap. It's, you know, if you buy this, you can get it for $5 or something like that.
Totally.
Do you think with them coming out with a lot of these sets, okay, so the Ecto-1 was more towards collectibles, right?
Right.
With these, with a lot of the comic book sets or whatever, you think they're more towards, like, you know, like kids building them and messing around with them and, you know, just breaking them and stuff? Or are they going to be more, do you think they're geared more towards collectibles?
I think it's kind of an in-between.
Right.
Because for me, I really have a lot of fun building these. And some of them are funner than others. But like I was saying, with between the Ecto-1 and, say, like, the Hulk breakout set, there's like bigger, chunkier pieces in some cases that come with them, where it's like with a collector set you would get the same effect, but you might have to build that yourself with four other pieces, smaller pieces.
Well, I think,
you
know, another indicator too are the different projectiles.
That's the thing I've noticed with every single fucking Marvel or DC set that I buy. There's some sort of projectile
or whatever,
or breakaway piece, like the Daily Bugle. There's actually three different parts on that building that break away or fall apart, like intentionally.
Sure.
So, like, if you're a kid playing with it, you can like pull out this little, like a little tag, and it the roof. Collapses in and a building.
Oh, it's got the beetle with that one.
You know, being, I guess, kind of being an adult, I look at all these and I'm like, oh,
wait,
yeah,
what?
This would be great. Okay, yeah, I should use that very loosely. But, you know, I see that being like up on my shelf looking great, you know, but then, you know, if my daughter or my son were to get a hold of it, you know, and they would go to play with it, what it was meant to do, it'd be like, what the hell are you doing? Don't you know, you know?
Like, yeah. But. See, and that's the great thing about Legos is, you know, I've got a daughter on the way in about a week and a half or so.
Your wife's pregnant?
Yeah, I know, right? The great thing is that, you know, I've saved the instructions to all of these. I've saved the extra pieces and everything. If she grabs one of these off the shelf and wants to play with them, I'm going to be fucking ecstatic. I'm going to be like, yeah, you can play with it. Of course you can play with it. Go ahead and play with it, right? Mm-hmm. Because if she breaks anything apart on it, I'll just break the whole damn thing down and build
rebuild
it.
Yeah, that's what I have to do.
I've got the instructions, and it'll be fun for me. But in the meantime, if she's interested in this and she likes X-Men or whatever and she wants to play the X-Jet, I'll have no problem being like, you know, of course, when she's an age where I'm not worried she's going to choke on one of the pieces, right?
Sure.
But, you know, it'd be like, hey, yeah, go ahead and play with this. If you break anything on it or separate any of the pieces, it's not a big fucking deal. I can rebuild it and put it back on my shelf.
Yeah.
It's not
it kind of adds to, adds to it, for sure.
On the flip side of things, I've got two of the DeLoreans, and I'm going to get a third one so I can have one from each of the movies built. So I'm going to get one more of those. But I've got two so far. And then, of course, the Ecto-1. She's never going to fucking touch those, right?
Well, no. No. Like, I hear you. It was,
you know, because that's more of the collectible stuff. But, I mean, I've got almost an entire bookshelf of the superhero stuff. And if she ever wants to play with any of that, or if I have another kid and it's a boy and he wants to play with any of that, I'll have no problem being like, yeah, sure, go ahead. Because I can always rebuild it, and it's not so difficult of a build. Like, oh my god, this is going to be fun.
It was the same thing with my Star Destroyer. You know, I had that set up, just kind of displayed, you know, and I'm outside shoveling snow, and my daughter comes out. You're like, oh, Forlan got to your Lego set. I was like, what the fuck? I go inside, and sure as shit, you know, he just wanted to grab it. It's a fucking toy.
Yeah.
And he grabbed it down, and it was just shattered. Pieces everywhere. Like, oh my god, no.
Yeah. See, in part, like, the
fun. Why did I have kids?
Hours of my life.
A lot of the fun for me is, the biggest fun for me is building them. Right.
So if my kid wants to
play with it and she ends up breaking it, it's like, oh well, I'll dismantle the whole thing down to ground zero.
It would definitely be different. It would definitely be different, like, because obviously, you know, like Jimmy said earlier, I'm into Gundam. You know, where that's, you know, gluing pieces together, you know, taking a lot of time.
Different,
That is definitely different. You know, whereas, you know, I was upset. I was like, fuck, that was a lot of hours. I'm like. But fuck, guess what? I get to rebuild it. You know, it's not a huge deal, you know.
Well, and there'll probably come a point, too, with, like, Legos. The great thing about Legos is, like, for instance, the XJ, right? Like, there might come a time where this has been around for a couple of years and I've gotten some other Lego sets. I might tear this down piece by piece, put it into a gallon Ziploc bag with the instructions, and store it somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I just do that. For sure. JJ does that as, like, similar to a puzzle.
Yeah, just store it, and then maybe I'll build it again one day. But I mean, the next...
you have a bunch of them, and your kid wants to build.
I like that. Something. See, and that's one thing I think that intrigues me about the Legos. I mean, that reaches so many different ages.
Exactly. You
know? I mean, it's
exactly.
So, and with my daughter being young and buying her those sets, it was nice to sit with her and watch her figure out
so
how to build shit. You know,
yeah.
You just sit there and watch her and kind of help her out for little pieces. You know, different things. But you know, I love Legos.
My nephew stayed the night, and we bought a Lego kit for him. And he came over, and kids are easily distracted, you know?
Oh, yeah, oh, fine.
And so we started building, and we're, like, three or four steps in, and he's like, oh, you know, there's a bird or something. I'm like, no, you sit the fuck down. Yeah. Step five, next piece.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it was a lot of fun for me, because then when we finished, we had all these, because it's one of the kits that comes as a block, like a container, and has tons of spare pieces just for whatever you want to build.
Yeah.
And so he's like, there's no instructions for these. What am I supposed to build? I'm like, I don't know.
Whatever you want.
Should we build a house? And then I could see the glimmer, like, we could build a house with these blocks. Let's make a foundation. Yeah. I love Legos.
Yeah. Fucking Legos, man. Like, I've just really...
That's amazing.
I've just really
That's
just
a cool kit.
Re-fallen in love with them, especially this X-Men kit.
I really like that Joker and Sentinel.
Joker and the Sentinel and all this stuff.
I saw
him there.
Yeah. Oh, I mean,
even like to the details, like there's this emergency pack that comes out that pops out like really easy, and it's got a fire extinguisher and a wrench and a hammer in there.
Fucking hell.
For them to repair the...
Well, I'd have been all about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's cool now, but...
So is the X a decal, or is that on the piece?
It's a sticker.
Like, yeah, they're all stickers.
Yeah, they're all
collectors.
Stickers.
No non-collectors.
Yeah, I like that.
But there's differences, because like in the Joker kit, like that's screen printed on for these missiles, the faces.
Sure.
And then like the Sentinel, obviously the face and the chest piece, those are screen printed on.
Yeah, when it comes to like a character thing... They're generally printed.
Yeah, so it's been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed it. The next two sets that I have my eye on, like I said, are the big Guardians of the Galaxy ship. And then after that, I plan on making my first 1,000-piece-plus purchase, which is the Arkham Asylum kit.
Nice. I'm very tempted to get that.
It's a
special
Asylum.
Edition one, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's a special edition. It's Arkham Asylum. It comes with, like, the Joker, Mr. Freeze... Scarecrow, Batman, Robin, and then just this gorgeous Arkham Asylum set that's like got all these traps and cells and stuff in it, and like comes with like a mental house ambulance that goes along with it and everything. So
those intrigue me kind of more. I love these sets, and I think I might pick up that Ecto-1 set, but I don't know. Like you said, with the pricing and stuff. I want my build to last me, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that Super Star Destroyer took me many episodes of The Next Generation to build, you know?
It's funny because when we went to the Lego convention here in Salt Lake and got talking to some of those guys about their kits, before when I've built two Proton Packs now, but when I built, especially like the second one, I had a spreadsheet because I wanted it to be screen accurate. So I had a spreadsheet of all the parts I'm going to need, where I'm going to get them, what the pricing is, and then I totaled that column. And I was like, fuck, when I'm done with this, like just in parts and paint, like, you know, between $800 and $1,000. And I'm like, God,
wow.
And it's something I did over a couple of years, and now I can change out parts and keep this base. But I felt like, Jesus, like, as far as fandom, this is an expensive thing. And then we get talking to these Lego guys, and it's like, well, how much did that helicarrier? This guy built a helicarrier. Lego doesn't provide them with anything. They're all personal pieces. He's like, oh, he's in that, like, $7,000 or $8,000. I was like, oh, cool. I'm not blowing as much money.
I'm having sex tonight. Yeah.
I went home and told Heather, like, this guy spent $8,000. Can you believe that?
One thing I do want to mention before we break is, you know, from being a kid, like, whenever I was a kid, I was way into Legos. My parents, like, every year for Christmas, it was like, you know, three big Lego sets, you know.
All it was the time to get the ones you had your
eyes on.
Yeah,
it was the time to one. Yeah, exactly. It was the time to get, like, the big castle or the pirate ship or whatever, right?
Oh, the pirate ship.
All that stuff. I have either spent myself or had spent on me thousands of dollars in Legos.
Not hard to do.
And never once have I missed a piece. On my second Back to the Future kit that I got, I was actually missing two pieces.
Oh, really?
From the kit, which had never happened to me before. So I had to stop about halfway through the build. I'm looking all over the place, looking in the box, everything, making sure I didn't miss it and stuff. They were nowhere to be found.
Let me throw this out. Are you the guys that separate the colored pieces?
No.
No.
Oh, fucking thank God. I'm glad. I love to
I'll open the bags in order as it tells me to, but if it, like, for these builds, I just fucking open everything.
Yeah.
Because part of the fun for me is I'm watching a show and, like, sifting through the pieces trying to find the one, right?
The sound of the Legos.
This was about two-thirds through the build, so I knew for sure I was missing these two pieces. And I was fucking appalled. I was like, I can't believe I'm missing two pieces. So I put how much I had built back into the DeLorean box, all the other pieces back into the DeLorean box, and closed it up. I went to the Lego website. There's a link saying if you're missing pieces, let us know. I went there. I gave them my information. Put in the set number, because there's, you know, an identification number for each set. Yeah, I put in the set number. It pulled up the list of pieces and said, which ones are you missing? And I went through and found it and put, I'm missing two of these. They shipped them out to me for free, and they were here in like a week and a half.
That's a great thing, you know, spending that much on Legos. They always take care of their people.
And the great thing was, is first thing I did is I went to the Lego store. And I said, hey, I'm missing two pieces from my DeLorean build. And he's like, what pieces? And I'm trying to describe them to him. It's like a one-by-one piece where you can put a piece going out this way, and it connects top and bottom. And he's like, I don't know exactly what you're saying. He's like, hold on. And he walks me over to display, pulls out the DeLorean from their display, and says, all right, show me what piece you're missing. I'm like, it's these two pieces. He's like, let me see if we have any. He went in the back, came out, he says, we don't have any. Go to the website. They will send them out to you for free. And they take all your information down because, you know, I'm sure they don't want you abusing the system, right? Just ordering a bunch of fucking free Lego pieces all the time.
I have a note on that.
But I actually ordered, because I knew I needed four of these pieces. And just in case the pieces that showed up were a slightly different color or something, I ordered four of them instead of just the two that I was missing.
Just to make sure...
If they were slightly off, I would swap out the other two that I had.
Abusing the system. Jeez.
Everything was uniform. They sent it out to me, no hassle. Let me know when things were on their way. Everything. It was absolutely great. So,
I won't say who, but I have a friend. And so, say you buy the Millennium Falcon, and then a new Millennium Falcon comes out 5 years later. You don't want the second one, but it has different minifigs.
Yeah.
This friend, instead of using the website, they have a hotline. And he'd call and say, hey, my kid... You know, we got him the Millennium Falcon, and he's this young, and he lost all the minifigs. I don't know where they are. Is there any way you can send me the new ones? And they're like, oh, yeah, sure. Let me just get your address. And they just send him off, like, the full minifig sets. And I know that the said person has done that with many kits that he'd never purchased and just said, hey, I lost the minifigs. They're like, oh, here, we'll send them out. So that... They're very trusting.
I think it's a good thing and a bad thing. Because, I mean,
I don't think they lose any money off it.
Yeah,
I don't think they
lose a lot of money on it for as much as they're selling and stuff. But it's just great to know that if you buy a set and you spend $50 on it, you're not up shit creek without a paddle, nor is it a big deal or a big hassle to order the pieces.
And if you lose the manuals, those are all PDFs on their website.
Yeah. You know? Exactly.
Oh, that's good to know. I didn't actually know that.
I keep all my manuals, but, you know, if I were to lose them. But
in case anything happens.
Yeah, so
All right, so speaking of Legos, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about our dream Lego sets. So,
speaking of Legos, we're going to break.
Break? We're going to go to a brick. Honey! We'll be right back.
Somebody gets half a high five for that.
What up, Internet? This is Tom from the Entertainment is Dead podcast, and if you haven't had enough of me already, come on over to entertainmentisdead.com where you'll get some quality stuff like this.
Like, he took his game studio and he went home.
He's part of the Sriracha relocation program.
You got a hater.
You
I really just
it.
Don't want that to be the one that breaks my computer's cherry.
So you can come grab this dose of ridiculousness every Wednesday until the end of time. You can find us once again at www.entertainmentisdead.com where you can stream the audio right off the site, on iTunes, also on Stitcher. If you want to communicate with us, you can reach us on Twitter at EIDpodcast. We're basically everywhere. We'll catch you guys there.
Welcome back to the Big Shiny Podcast. This week we are talking about comics and collectibles. And for our discussion this week, we are talking about dream Lego sets that we'd like to have made for our building pleasure. And Tom, you want to start us off. So
I do.
Go ahead.
So I've thought about this for a minute, about 30 seconds. And the biggest thing for me, and we didn't talk about this during movies last week, but Street Fighter Assassin's Fist came out on YouTube. Fucking legendary karate series. Amazing. But I think a Street Fighter Lego would be awesome.
I'd throw money.
Because you could build, they could do the sets of like the different sets. So you could do the jungle set where Blanka's from. You could do the classic Ryu stage with like the Japanese building
in the
background.
The special with the car that they break
apart. Yeah, exactly. The car they break.
Have a car
where
break apart.
You know, God. Right?
Yeah, Lucas is on this shit.
You know who comes out?
So, no, I didn't even think about that.
You guys know that's Hagar that comes out, right? And goes, my car! Like, so much cool Capcom shit could come from Lego. So
that'd
I think
I did Street Fighter Lego. The ones that make it through or like the Lego Ecto-1 or the DeLorean, like small kits.
So like a small kit of like the car with like Ken and Ryu on each side.
I could definitely see a Ken and Ryu. Maybe I'd love to see Akuma as a minifig.
Yep. A minifig Akuma would be sick.
If they did a Street Fighter, it would have to be Ken and Ryu. I mean, that's the most iconic two fighters.
And probably
from
the simplest for them to make.
Yeah. You know what else? Yeah,
they could maybe do a Chun-Li.
Well, and I was going to say, there's so in the Street Fighter anime, and I can't remember which one, it's one of the earlier, I think it's Street Fighter 2, there's a scene where Vega.
She in the shower?
Yeah.
So Chun-Li,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Chun-Li comes out of the shower. She's like a hotel room, and Vega's there to kill her.
Yep.
And there's this iconic fight scene where she kicks his ass through a fucking wall face first, and there could be a really cool Lego set based on that.
But she's naked?
No, she gets dressed in the fight scene or
something.
But she might be naked.
I think she has a towel on
it
her.
It might. I don't know.
No, it does.
It does? Okay.
I remember seeing it as
it's been like 5 years.
It sounds like
times.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah,
it sounds like a Nestor night.
But I think a Street Fighter Lego set would be sick. So
Jimmy,
good one.
Skip me, go to somebody else.
All right, I'll go.
He says that a lot.
So first up, I would say that's
a week at my place.
There's actually a Doctor Who set that has currently reached the final stages of Lego ideas
for spring 2015.
Yep, for spring 2015. It's not a for sure thing yet. Obviously, they have to figure out licensing and cost to make the custom parts that they have to make, all that stuff that they go through, but. It would include a TARDIS and perhaps two different doctors and two different companions and perhaps the interior of the TARDIS as well. Who knows what set we'll end up with, but I'm really excited about that. But
I think it's worth mentioning on that whole project thing. So last time when the Ghostbusters won, it was up against a kit for girl minifigs that are scientists and different things, and then lost.
Made.
And then, so they carried that over to this one, and it got picked over the current run. So even if Doctor Who doesn't get picked this time, I think the fact that it got this far in voting means at any point it could be picked.
And I
want to
further that with, you know, they've done two Doctor Who video games. Both of them were DLC. One was for the Vita/PS3, and it was okay. But they need to do Lego Doctor Who as a fucking video game. It would be legendary. I'm just going to throw it out there. On top of your Lego set, they need to bundle it all together and give us Lego Doctor Who.
But since Lego Doctor Who might actually happen, the next one I would say is Star Trek. I want to see.
But don't they have those in the Mega Blocks?
You could do the Away
It's
shuttle.
Not Mega Blocks. It's some other company. Duplo. That's kind of a. It's not Duplo either. I can't remember what
Duplo is a subsidiary of Lego. I think.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You're right. Yeah. You're right.
Creo. Yeah. Where you can build like the classic Enterprise and stuff like that, and it's kind of Lego-esque.
Yeah. When it gets to my turn, I got some stuff about
and
that.
And whenever I've looked up, like, you can actually get a set of, like, the J.J. Abrams Enterprise for a decent price, but... And it gets really good reviews, people saying, hey, you know, I've been looking for a Lego Star Trek set, and this very much feels the same, and it's a lot of fun to build and all this stuff. But I would love to see a true Lego, even if they weren't able to do an Enterprise, if they were able to do, like, the bridge of, like, the next generation That'd or something be, like that.
Oh, with yeah. A couple with all the fitting...
And they Captain could even, like, Mac. Recreate it, like, the first episode where Q is, like, on screen, and so they could do, like, a Q thing.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I would just love... I mean, ideally, if they came out with, like, kind of like the giant Millennium Falcon set that they did, right. Where you could build a giant Star Trek The Next Generation Enterprise D set, where, like, the top of the, at least the saucer section came off.
Oh, yeah.
And it came with a bunch of minifigs and it was detailed.
Jean-Luc and
I would happily pay $300 to $500 for that.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I would drop it in a second to build it. Nice. Like, nice. I would...
He'd
drop.
Also be sleeping on one of our couches for a couple of months after, but...
It would be worth it.
Worth it, yes.
It would be worth it. Worth I would it. Love to see that. So that would be my dream set, would be an Enterprise D set... With a removable top of the saucer section with some minifigs and the bridge in there. So, Kylie?
Mine's boring because it's already been brought up, but Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. The pub? Yeah, the Winchester was pub? Really Chester. Sweet.
Yeah.
That was Wait, didn't awesome. They have that on the...
It was on Cuso.
It got okay. pushed through and they said, listen, this is great, but... Our Legos are for kids.
Yeah, I gotcha.
They're our demographic, but so good. Awesome job.
They should almost do like an adult line. I mean, it wouldn't
what this shit is.
It wouldn't surprise me if you could get the plans online, similar to the Firehouse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then build it, like have Tommy order all the parts for you. It'd probably be expensive.
Just don't have Tommy spell any of the names of the parts.
Love you, Tommy.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like, Jesus, Tom. Like, oh, man.
No, man, I went there. Bus.
When did you become a bus driver? That's cool.
I got hired by Jordan School District this week.
But I would say Shaun of the Dead or some kind of alien or aliens kind of.
Oh, yeah, cool. Dude.
Like Ripley with the yellow suit.
Or even a Prometheus one where you build, like, the little pod where she's cutting herself open to take the thing out.
I'd like a Predator minifig to be bitching.
Is running in a straight line. From the giant rolling thing where all she has to do is take two steps to the right. And then we could reenact that scene and do it the way it should have been. Like, oh my god! Oh, okay, there it goes.
Like, oh, there's a hallway. Whoop.
I don't know, a little Predator minifig holding one of the skull.
Dude.
Like the cool. little skull.
AVP you know, Legos.
That would be pretty bitchin'.
So Esteban, to you.
Okay, my turn. So, you know, I'd love to see Halo, but Halo had already been picked up by Megablocks, you know.
Yep.
And I've seen some of the sets, you know, and they're great, but they're not Lego. You know, I love Lego, and I think I'm a huge Mass Effect fan.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I would love to see, like, a Reaper as a fucking Lego set.
Yeah.
A Reaper would be pretty bitchin', with the husks and everything.
Or even a Normandy set.
Or a Normandy, like a good size Normandy would be bitchin'.
I could see that
even
making
one,
it through
even
the
you know, size of like that X-Jet.
Yeah, I will tell you, the Krogans, like a Krogan minifig would be pretty bitchin'. A little bit taller than the rest of the minifigs.
Kind of like a Hulk minifig.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be pretty bitchin'.
That'd be pretty cool.
But,
dude,
I got mine. You know,
okay, well, we'll get to you after.
No, if you're ready, you can go.
Okay, go ahead.
Now we'll take a break for you can smoke.
All right, so I want some minifigs of me. And I can, like, swap out, like, Jordans. And, like, if I wanted Timberland boots that day because it was cold, I wear that.
Like, how many things don't have shoes?
Okay, yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'd play with these.
Look at all the minifigs sitting in front of you right now. Do any of them have shoes?
Yeah, but mine would be painted different.
So your legs, you'd switch, like, so your pants to. Yeah, yeah.
And I have different faces for, like, shock. Like, this would be my shocked face.
Yeah, you look shocked.
This would also be my happy face. Same face. So I'd save money.
But printed on two different sides.
Is that really your dream Lego set?
Fuck yeah. Customized.
I don't give a shit about the
Jimmy, you
fake.
Play with yourself every day. What is the difference of having a little mini?
I will say this. Have you guys seen the Lego business cards?
No.
Have you guys seen the article
on
that?
Oh, the little guy. Yeah, so the little minifig. Yeah, yeah.
So if you work for Lego...
With an umbrella for the fucking...
If you work for Lego, and I think you have to be, like, to a certain level, but when you work for Lego, they make a minifig of you, And on the front, it, like, they all look, they're all kind of wearing the same thing, like kind of a, just a white t-shirt and blue pants. But on the front of the white t-shirt, it's got the Lego logo, and then it says your name on it.
Hmm.
And then on the back, it has your contact information.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So somebody if you had work left for Lego a, yeah. and you're going around trying to make contacts and stuff, you'd actually have a pocket full of minifigs of yourself.
Awesome.
And you'd have your meeting with them, and then you'd give them a minifig of yourself.
God, I don't know. That'd be kind of a pain in the ass. You have like a backpack full of like minifigs. You put it right.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still.
Who was that guy?
It's like, a cool idea. I think it was like on Gizmodo or something like that, where they had like pictures of like
that would be pretty cool.
People who worked for Lego, their minifigs that they had for business cards.
I don't care about your minifig. What would your set be with your minifig?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
So let me make sure I get this clear. You want a minifig of yourself with interchangeable legs.
And shoes.
That have different, well, shoes. The legs, but they have different shoes on the legs. Mm-hmm. With and the Texas Chainsaw Massacre set.
Yeah, like
set.
Backgrounds, like I'm running away from Leatherface.
Okay.
Are there any bitches?
I'm the bitch.
Always are, Jimmy. Always are.
All right, Lucas, bring us home.
follow that.
Yeah, follow that.
I'm not going to be funny. I'm going to do two sets, because fuck you guys. The Zelda stuff. I hope at some point they do those.
Yeah, because there's been the Lego.
It was just
Lego Ideas submissions.
Yeah, the recent one was like the Knucklehead. I think at some point they will. It's just a matter of because like right now Nintendo does stuff with Kinex and Mega Bloks, so the licensing might be kind of funky since they have competitors. Outside of that, I really hope with the Ghostbuster stuff that they continue it similar to Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. I hope that they continue this similar to Minecraft, because Minecraft, the first set, did really well, and they've done like four sets since. So with Ghostbusters, I don't want to see the Firehouse. Firehouse isn't going to happen because it would be big and expensive. I want to see
the Marshmallow Man.
I want to see the containment unit.
Yeah, yeah. You and I talked about this.
You know, just like the containment unit with maybe them and their street clothes and then a little Twinkie, you know, where they're having that conversation and then the rack
or,
with the ghost
what's
traps.
His face? What's his fucking face from the mayor's office?
Oh, with Walter Peck.
Yeah, Peck.
At the containment unit. Yeah. You know? So you'd have Peck minifigure, and then you'd have maybe the cop, and then Peter and Egon and Ray in their street clothes. Or you could do... I mean, there's any number of little sequences. You could have, like, the library ghost and a bunch of books and then freestanding books in the middle.
Yeah.
Just little kits like that would be rad.
This might not be a big scene, but for me, this would be kind of cool. Seeing the scene where they're at the pool table and they got the toaster.
Yeah. Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah. You know, for me always, you know, watching that toaster dance, you know, I don't know.
But to have, like, a pool table and that or the end sequence with Gozer, to have just
say,
the doors with Gozer and then the four of them on the rooftop.
With some I mean, there's
Statue of Liberty
pieces, but streams coming from the proton guns to cross.
Yeah. And see, you could probably do that with these, with the way they're built, if you got the taller, skinny blocks that are translucent and interchange between blue and orange.
Yeah. Well, and then also, or like on the rooftop, the same rooftop, but with, you wouldn't even have to do a full Stay Puft Man, but if you did from like
waist
the middle
up.
Of the chest up.
Or yeah, so, chest up.
Yeah, like where he's like coming over the building or something like that, like kind of a build, you know, something like that.
That'd be rad. Or they've already finished the Ecto-1. I know a lot of other people wouldn't care, but an Ecto-1A, where it's got slightly different paints with the caution tape and the different top, so the Ghostbusters 2 car. So any number of little kits like that would be Ghostbusters related, I would be all about.
I'd be all about
them with slime blowers, you know.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
The Statue of Liberty.
The dancing Statue of Liberty.
They had many script revisions, but in the original script there were Terror Dogs and Ghostbusters 2 again. And Vigo gets the Statue of Liberty and has it attack the Ghostbusters.
Have you heard about
it? Everybody's like, wait a second, we can't Stay Puft. Let's just have him drive the Statue of Liberty.
So what's your second?
That was it, like Zelda and then these Ghostbusters.
Yeah, yeah. All
right,
cool.
Because Zelda seems perfect for this.
There's so many possibilities with Legos, though. I mean,
it's just a matter of licensing.
Yeah, you know, we literally could go on and on, because I could think of, like, you know, Sonic, I think would be kind of a cool minifig.
Let me do something that you and I kind of have a similar taste in. Gundam Lego sets.
Oh, dude. Oh, God. Oh, that would be fucking fantastic.
Oh, right?
Yeah, Gundam Lego sets, you know, obviously... You know, the quote-unquote Lego set we have now is just model figures, but, a Lego set of Gundam would be pretty bitchin'.
Kind of similar, but I guess it could have been better in the last podcast. Did you guys see the 3-0 Titan figure I posted? from Titanfall?
No.
Yes, I did.
It's a 6-inch pilot, and then to scale the Titan for it, and it has light up everything, and the lights are all red, and you can take the lights out and switch them with blue.
Okay.
And the guy sits in it. It's $430.
So let me throw
is
another.
That, is that
me,
the cost of it?
Yeah, I'm not getting one. It's awesome, and it's probably worth that, but they would have been smarter to do like a smaller scale.
Let me throw in another one because I'm a big Metal Gear Solid fan as well. I've been kind of saving up a little bit here and there, but I really want to get the... they have a Metal Gear Rex. I don't know how many of you
Lego?
Guys. Not a Lego, but it's a model. But a Metal Gear Rex Lego would be kind of bitching too, you know, where you could actually build it, you know, and have a little ninja minifig. I don't know how
many. Did you watch the new Metal Gear trailer then?
Oh, dude.
Should we talk about that?
Well...
With the next section.
We'll talk about
it. We're going to get into the next section. But I got to tell you, when we ran into each other at Michael's...
Uh-huh.
Because that's where me and Esteban hang out at.
It's not gay for two guys.
Yeah,
to hang
no,
out
no. I was there buying frames for my prints, and you were there buying paint for your Gundam models. We were talking about Gundam, and I was telling you about the series that that I really love. Uh-huh. That people really kind of Gundam fans aren't big on. I couldn't remember the name of it, and I was trying to explain it to you. You couldn't remember. Mobile Fighter G Gundam.
Mobile Fighter G Gundam.
Yes. That's the one that I love, where each country has their own Gundam,
right.
And they fight each other, and there's rules about it. It's almost like kind of like World Cup of Gundam fighting, like if you will. But then like at the end, like they all kind of like come together as like the Royal Flush. They call themselves the Royal Flush Gang, and each of them represents like a different card in the Royal Flush. And
God, this was usually you guys have another section of anime. I thrown down pretty.
We should do one for good ideas too.
No. You know what? Fuck you, Jimmy.
Wow.
I apologize. Go to hell, Jimmy. Is that better?
No,
that,
fuck him.
Okay.
Have you seen Mobile Fighter G?
I have not. No.
I want you to watch it.
All right, I'll watch it.
I want you to find it somehow and watch it.
I will. I will download it legally through legal.
Yes, means. And then I want you to text me and tell me what you think of it.
I will. I will do that.
Cool. All right. Any other Lego ideas? Except for from you, Jimmy?
Nope.
All right. So, again, thank you to our new sponsors.
Oh, wait. Mustaches.
They have those, Jimmy.
Interchangeable.
They have those, too.
Both sides.
Yes.
Okay, I'm done.
Thanks to our new sponsor, superherostuff.com. Be sure to go check them out. And as always, thank you for listening. You can check us out on iTunes and Stitcher. And we will check you guys out next week.
Thank you for listening to the Big Shiny Podcast. As always, you can check us out on iTunes. Please listen and rate. You can also find us on Stitcher. And be sure to check out our good friends at Entertainment is Dead and the Full of Sith Podcast. And a special thanks to our good sponsors at Secret Compass, who you can find at secretcompassonline.com.